Good morning. Welcome to our worship service on this Christmas day. We begin with a prayer to our God and Savior. Dear God of all glory, through eyewitnesses, you have revealed to us your Son as the babe of Bethlehem, as the Savior at the cross, and as the King of heaven. Help us, therefore, to praise him properly on this day we celebrate his birth, to receive him humbly in his grace, and to look for him to come again in glory as he's promised. We pray these things in his name and for his name's sake. Amen. You may be seated. The first hymn for today is A Great and Mighty Wonder.
Flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory,
the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. O come, let us worship him, Christ the Lord. Let us kneel before our Savior in the manger. Hallelujah. Let us now celebrate his birth and tell of his coming to the ends of the earth. Dear Heavenly Father, having come into your presence, we are moved to confess our sins to you. O most merciful God, we confess to you all of our sins. We have sinned against you by what we have thought, said, and done. Yet you have given your only begotten Son to die for us. Have mercy on us, we pray, and for his sake, grant us forgiveness of all our sins. By the power of your Holy Spirit, cause us to know your holy will and to obey it willingly. And in the end, by your grace, through faith, bring us to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father in heaven has been good and merciful to us. In his love, he has given us, his children, the greatest gift. He sent his Son Jesus, whose birth in Bethlehem so long ago we celebrate today. Jesus came as a lowly servant to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. By his shed blood on the cross, we are forgiven. In peace and joy, let us now sing of our salvation. Son in human flesh, may set us free from the sin that held us in bondage. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord and Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. On Christmas Day, it is customary to read the Christmas account from Luke chapter 2. We will be doing so today, starting on page 4 in your bulletin. Interspersed between the readings, we'll be singing some familiar Christmas hymns. You'll notice also parts of the Christmas account will be read by you, the congregation. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Thank you. The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. With the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Triune God, today we do so with the words of the Christmas Creed, printed on the top of page 8 in your bulletin. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, who sent his Son as my Savior on Christmas Day. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, announced by the angels, worshipped by the shepherds, adored by the wise men, who lived to suffer, die, and rise again, to free me from sin, death, and the power of the devil. I believe in the Holy Spirit, who has brought me to faith in the Christ of Christmas, and by whose continuous work in my heart, I am ever led to show Christ my love and live under him as my King, both now and forevermore. You may be seated. We continue with our next hymn, See Amid the Winter Snow.
Thank you.
Please rise. Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from his Son, Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate today, dear fellow redeemed. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith on this Christmas day is once again taken from Luke chapter 2. We'll read verses 15 through 20. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. During this Advent and Christmas season, we've been taking a look at five popular Christmas traditions and then considering how they can help us truly prepare for and to celebrate the coming of Christ, both his birth, celebrated today, and also looking forward to his second coming, which could come at any time. Now, I did not give out the list of the traditions that we were going to go through when we began this study at the beginning of Advent. And I know some people in the congregation were trying to guess which traditions I was going to pick each week. And one of the members correctly guessed one of the traditions after church one Sunday. And I said, "Good job. I don't think you're going to be able to guess the one that I choose for Christmas." Were any of you able to guess which Christmas tradition was going to be considered today in our service? Did any of you guess that the Christmas tradition we would consider on Christmas Day would be worship? The other ones we considered on the list were a lot easier to guess. We started with gift giving, and then decorations, Christmas carols, and family time. And while I was developing this theme for our Advent and Christmas series this year, the one for Christmas Day was the one that took me the longest to pick. The first four were very easy. When we got to Christmas Day, I couldn't figure out what am I going to do for the Christmas tradition for Christmas Day. When I finally landed on choosing worship for the Christmas Day tradition, I wondered, why did it take me so long to choose that tradition? When you think about it, amid all the wonderful and heartwarming Christmas traditions we have, worshiping Jesus is the most important and the best of all our Christmas traditions. Let's look at a few reasons why this is absolutely true. Let's start first and foremost with biblical examples. Let me ask you this question. If we were to ask the question, what is the best and most appropriate way to celebrate the birth of our Savior, could we find some examples from Scripture that tell us the answer to that question? We're not the first people to celebrate Jesus' birth. We could go, well, does the Scriptures give us some insight as to how we should do this? And the answer, of course, is yes. There are, in fact, several examples. We don't have to look too far. We look to the very first celebrators of the birth of Christ. And what do they do on the very first Christmas? They worship Jesus. Look at the shepherds. The shepherds hear this announcement from the angels. They immediately go to see the Savior. And what's their response to this incredible gift that God has given to mankind? Well, they worship him, and then they praise God. They continue their worship by praising God and spreading this good news all over the place. Listen again to the words from our text, verses 17 and 18, and then verse 20. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. So we have the example of the shepherds worshiping the Christ child and spreading that good news. We also have in the Christmas account the example of Mary. Think of his mother, Mary. What were the first words out of her mouth after the angel Gabriel announced to her that she would be the mother of the Savior, the Son of God? What was the first thing she did? She worshiped and praised God. This is from the chapter before, Luke chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 46 and 47. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior." And from our text, on the night of Jesus' birth, her worship of her newborn son Jesus was a lot less boisterous than that of the shepherds. But listen to how it's described in our text. But Mary kept, literally treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Her worship was heartfelt. It was quiet. It was meditative, as so often our worship is during the Christmas season. We again treasure up and ponder in our hearts the miracle and the mystery of Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God becoming one of us to save us from our sins. If we jump ahead a few months, we'll find one more example. We can see the example of the wise men. The wise men visited Jesus shortly after his birth, and after their long journey following that miraculous star, they get to the home where Jesus is, and what's the first thing they do? Matthew's gospel tells us this. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They worshipped Jesus, and they expressed their praise and their thankfulness to him by giving offerings to their Savior and King. So we have biblical examples as to how we should celebrate the birth of Jesus. We worship for that reason, or that's one of the reasons we worship. Think also of the meaning of traditions itself. One of the reasons that I chose worship for the Christmas tradition on Christmas Day is it is long established. The very nature of traditions is that they are long established, meaningful, and important customs or actions handed down from generation to generation. Well, since the worship of Jesus at Christmas began at the very first Christmas, his birth, this is the longest established of all the Christmas traditions. We continue to worship and praise our Savior in much the same way as the shepherds, as Mary, and as the wise men did, even to this day. And thirdly, we worship on Christmas Day because it is meaningful. It's a tradition we continue because it is deeply meaningful. A tradition can be long established, but if it has no depth of meaning, at some point it's just going to come to an end. People will just stop doing it. The worship of Jesus at Christmas is not only deeply meaningful in itself, it also ties together and gives meaning to all the other Christmas traditions that we hold to, and especially the ones that we looked at during this season of Advent. Think about how much the worship of Jesus ties together all those traditions we looked at. Gift giving. As we mentioned in the first Sunday of Advent, what is the reason for gift giving at Christmas? It was originally for the purpose of reminding us of the great gift that God gave us in Jesus at Christmas. The present of Jesus' presence among us. Emmanuel, God with us. Think of the decorations. It's wonderful to be worshiping here in a church so beautifully decorated, and think of how much more meaningful it is when we look at the decorations and see some of the symbolism involved there. The evergreens and the circle of the Advent wreath reminding us of eternal life that Jesus gives us. And all the beautiful lights that remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, giving us the light of the gospel, the light of life. Christmas carols was the third Christmas tradition we considered. We could certainly sing today many very fun, enjoyable, secular Christmas songs today. But how much more meaningful and powerful are the ones that sing about our Savior? Those of you who were here last night, think of singing O Holy Night together in our service. Or think of the candlelight closing of our service with the words of Silent Night. Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. And then finally, the last tradition we looked at last Sunday was family time. What a blessing to be able to gather with our families, whether it's our physical family or our spiritual family, our brothers and sisters in Christ, or both. What a blessing it is to worship and celebrate the birth of our Savior together. Gathering at Jesus' manger and at his cross gives eternal meaning and depth to these treasured times we have together at Christmas time each year. May we always treasure up in our hearts this oldest, best, and most important Christmas tradition of worshiping our Savior Jesus. May it fill us with the joy the shepherds had, the joy the wise men felt, so that we give of our treasures and share the treasure of Jesus, his love, and his salvation with everyone, everywhere we go, on Christmas Day and always. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
Are there any prayer requests for today? We bring our Christmas prayer to our Father's throne. Let's join our hearts together in prayer. Precious Savior, we rejoice at your birth because we know that you came as the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. Today, as we celebrate your birth, we look beyond the manger to the cross, where your precious blood was shed to cover our sins from God's sight forever. Bless and strengthen our faith this day as we stand in reverent awe before your manger bed, contemplating the mystery of your incarnation, and again as we bow our heads in humble repentance, confessing our sins before your cross. May we never lose sight of the cross as the purpose for your coming. As we reach out our hearts to you in loving adoration, in repentance and trust, we ask you to forgive all our sins, that you fill us with hope, that you settle us with peace, and renew in us the joy of everlasting life. Precious Savior, you are the light of all the earth. The message of salvation in your name is meant to bring joy and gladness to every heart. And so we pray, send out your light and your truth to nations everywhere, that every knee may bow before you and every heart worship you as true God incarnate, who came to earth to save all people from their sins. Encourage us and equip us as witnesses to bear the gospel to other people, beginning with our own families and the unchurched people in our own neighborhoods. In the new year which lies just ahead, keep your light of love and truth shining brightly in our hearts by faith. Watch over us, lest we be led aside in the paths of sin and unbelief, which can only lead to destruction. Increase our understanding of your word and give us wisdom to apply it to our lives daily. And finally, dear Jesus, shower us with your many blessings in the coming year. Satisfy our needs as you have so often in the past. As we watch for your glorious return, may we do so with confidence and with joy as people who have become children of God through faith in you, his Son. Listen to our many prayers and answer them according to your good and gracious will. Always be ready to intercede with the Father on our behalf. We adore you, we worship you, we serve you, our Savior and King. We pray all these things in your name, as we pray now in your name the prayer that you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive now with believing hearts the blessing from our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Today with the singing of Joy to the World, I invite you to stand for the last verse.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, a very blessed and Merry Christmas to all of you in the name of our Savior Jesus. I pray that you've been blessed through the message you've heard again on this Christmas day. I'd also like to express my thanks for myself and for my wife for all the expressions of care and love that you've given in gifts, in baked goods, and all the things that you've done for us over the Advent and Christmas season. We really appreciate it and are overwhelmed by the generosity and care that you show us. This week, some announcements. There will be no school. We are on Christmas break until Monday, January 9th. I will be leaving tomorrow for some vacation and family time in Wisconsin. Pray for safe flights and not as much snow as they've gotten this last week. I think my timing is pretty good, though. I think it's going to be a little more cleared out than it was last week. I'll return again on January 5th. Next Sunday, we'll have our worship service here at 10 a.m. There will not be Bible class. Pastor Mark Muller will be taking the sermon next Sunday, and Scott Miller will be doing the liturgy for us. We thank them for their service in my absence next Sunday. I believe those are all the announcements I have today. Are there any other announcements? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.